yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. Coming up any second now, the great Andy Lee joins us live in the Melbourne studio.
Oh, look out.
That's big news. I'm pretty happy about that. You better not do this.
You
better not make me. Yeah, I know. You better not make me cry.
I'm going to make you cry.
Don't, please.
And true or false? You've already cried once today. Have you cried once today?
True.
Yes. So when I hear that, I go, boys, game on. She's vulnerable. She's wide open.
Ugh.
I've got a story I'm going to tell to you.
I'll get you, butler.
And 13353, if you've got any stories. Well, no, we'll do that later. We've got another topic first. But
we
will make Jane cry, or I won't feel I've done my job. Hey, we're going to have an entertainment report. The Song Whisperer. We didn't get to him in the first hour.
Yep.
He's coming up. There's so much to get through.
There actually
we'll take
is.
Your calls, we'll take your tweets, but here he is, Andy Lee. Here now, Phil, you've come to our home, you're in our Melbourne studio, and we're not there.
I can't believe
it.
I only found out once I got here. So they're like, hey, would you mind coming to the studio? I was like, yeah, I'd love to catch up with Mick and Jane.
Oh, my God.
I've got here.
We're not there.
And I'm like, oh, they're going to the toilet for a long time. This outbreak's going to finish soon.
How you been? How are you coping? Good. Are you going well? Have you recovered since Jane's dream about you, by the way? Because
I'm
last time we spoke to you, Jane had a very sexual.
Yes,
I beg your pardon. Stop right now.
The hot
flashes.
It was not.
There might have been hot flashes, but that was me. There was no sexual connotation to this dream at all.
She inceptioned me because I went to bed that night and dreamt some wild things about Kennedy.
Got the ball rolling.
Oh, my God.
Now, my hot flashes have just come down 2 weeks later, and hence I'm allowed to see you guys face-to-face, well, down a Zoom camera, as it would be.
Looking forward to coming out of hibernation, is this going to be?
I certainly am, but I've just come off. And then this is a bit of a shock to the system for everyone. I've just come off a breakup. I've just left the house.
What do you mean a breakup? Don't tell me.
No, it's not Beck. But obviously isolation has been hard on a lot of different couples. And some people got a lot closer. And for me, I had become really close with my tracksuit pants. And this is the first time I've been out of my house without them. And I had to tell them this news just before I came in to see you guys. And I'm sure they're still listening now, actually. So I just want to put a message back to them, if that's okay. Tracksuit pants, if you're listening, I know you don't want me to use pet names like Trackies or Tracky Dax or T-Rex right now. But I just want to say, hey, taking nothing away from the last 6 weeks, we've had a wonderful time. And I know we've been exclusive during that period. But I have to start seeing other pants.
What are you seeing? Who are you seeing right now?
I'm seeing my rag and bone jeans.
Oh, my God.
Jeans.
And I know you didn't want to see me leaving the house. I was really shoving it in your face, Tracky Dax, as I left. But all I'm saying is I don't think it's the end for us. It'll be, I just kind of see you on a non-exclusive basis. And look, you'll probably be just Sunday mornings in a hungover state. You know, won't get the best of me. But if you can understand that, I still think we can have a relationship. Thank you.
Well done, mate.
I sympathise. That's really...
That is serious.
It's pretty serious. I mean, is there something... I mean, because as we get to come out of isolation, is there something that either of you have in mind? It has.
It's been a crazy time. The world's been turned upside down. We've all lived lives that we didn't think we were going to live, and we've made decisions we didn't think we were going to make.
I'm holding up something I'm going to sadly break up with.
Jane, what is it? Who are you breaking up with?
My UGG boot.
Oh, jeez.
I transferred to a proper outdoor UGG boot after my nearly crippling fall with my other UGG boot.
So you're seeing a different pair of UGG boots
I've been seeing a different pair of UGG boots, but I'm wearing them every day. I drive kid to school in them. I walk in the park with them. But I have a feeling that when I get back into the office, it just won't cut it. And they'll have to stay home in the cupboard along with all my other designer shoes.
It'll be like a therapy session for all your shoes.
Oh, what a terrible place for me to put the cheap and nasty there. Amongst all these snobs. I can relate to you there, Jane. I mean, my tracksuit pants, when I had to say to them, hey, my family are fine seeing you, it's just my workmates that don't like me being around you.
It's workmates that won't cope.
Yeah. Why don't we ask our audience out there, this is good, you brought this to the table. What's the question we should be asking?
I like it, Andy. Well, do you have a message for an item or something that you're going to have to break up with after
Mickey,
isolation.
What about yourself?
I want to do this you? Now. Music, please. Internet porn. The last 6 weeks has been great. A bit full on, to be honest.
Is this how you learn your skills of learning how to use a computer?
All your different sections.
All right.
Plumbers.
Okay.
Real estate.
Yes. What? Real estate. It's quite niche.
Real estate. Yeah, no, it's a real estate agent comes around to the house. Okay. There's no one there.
I'll show you the house. I'll show you around the house.
I'll show you around the house.
How about we...
Look at this bedroom. Let's just say what we had was great, but it's time.
All right.
I'm... To move on and re-enter the real world.
Okay.
You'll always be there.
Sure.
I come from 3 o'clock till 5 Sunday morning.
All right.
But in the meantime, let's just remember the good times.
Yes. I love it.
You get the idea. 133-53
We'll have the music for you, won't we?
Yeah,
absolutely. That's great.
Kennedy Malloy. It is Kennedy Malloy. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Andy Lee is with us. The Hamish and Andy podcast. You can get that from Podcast One or wherever you get your podcasts as well. It's Kennedy Malloy.
I've been enjoying your podcast, and I've been enjoying the fact it's coming from your golf simulator, or the area of your golf simulator, which over the break, you know, you're always ahead of the curve, Andy Lee, and you're the smartest guy in the room, because I'd never seen a pandemic coming, but having a golf simulator in a pandemic is just a stroke of genius.
Yep.
While everyone's panicking and hitting a golf ball into a glass on their carpet, you've got the full works up and running in your home. Well done.
Yeah, it was good. And that's why I gave them the nod to get the pandemic going. I just made sure that...
it suited everyone, really.
Just made sure that the sim was working and off we went. I'm going to have to break up with it. I mean, actually, hit the music.
You're going to have to break up with your golf simulator. Oh, there it is.
To the golf simulator. You're probably the highest class escort I've ever had because you cost me a hell of a lot of money. And we've had a great last 6 weeks. But yes, I'm going to head back out to what I know best, to my original friends, the outdoor course. And hey, I'll see you from time to time, pretty drunk when I get home at night. And I know that's not the way you'd like to consume me, but it's going to be a relationship from now on.
You will be drunk texting your golf simulator. Don't you worry about it. Can I do another one?
Sure.
Can I do another one?
Yeah. What else?
Okay, music. I'd like to break up with the stupidest haircut I've ever had. You may have seen, if you're watching, have you been paying attention, or the first episode of Front Bar, but I lost a bet. Well, I actually won a bet.
If Richmond
won the grand final, I would get a haircut similar to that of a Sudanese chiseled 6'4" god. I got that haircut, and it looks stupid on me. But I've been in isolation now, and every hairdresser I ring says, I can't help you. When this is lifted, I will finally be able to go and get the yellow streak from my hair.
That's kind
removed.
Of ridiculous.
Sayonara, till we meet again.
Yes.
If we go back to back, I'll do it again. There you go. Shall we go to some callers?
Yeah.
Great idea.
Fire away. Andy, why don't you throw to the...
Nathan, I believe, is standing by. Nathan, do you want me to cue up the music?
Yes, please. Please cue up the music.
Off you go, bud.
Working from home has allowed my relationship with my bar fridge to open up to a lot more during daylight hours. Once I have to work back from the office, it'll be exclusively evening again and weekends, but it was good while it lasted. We got to touch base during lunch and again during the afternoon, but we have to say goodbye.
Lovely. Is this a tearing goodbye to the lunchtime beer? Is that what you're saying?
Really, really nice.
You did that so sensitively.
So nice.
That's beautiful, Nate.
Yeah.
If you've got that, if you've got the home beer fridge, surely it's just calling you every lunchtime. You're going to have to duck home, Nate.
Who's to know?
You're going to have to duck home at lunchtime from the office, I think.
I got a
real mistress call.
I got to the end of the week, and there are 160 beer cans. I go... Who came over? Oh, that's right. No one.
Danielle is standing by. Mickey, I'm at ground control here, so I'll sure. You guys are all home. Danielle, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Danielle, would you like the music queued up?
I'd love it, Andy.
Off you go.
Casual wear. It's been so nice to wear you to work. As a paralegal, it's really hard having to wear corporate wear every other day. I'm going to miss wearing my runners and my jeans and my comfy cardi.
Oh, the Cup of Cardies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's devastating.
So what happens? When do you say goodbye? When does it all...
When we start getting people back into the office. Mm.
Danielle, can I ask, what are you wearing now? Right now. It's not often you get to ask a woman that. What are you wearing right now?
No.
Cue up different music.
Yeah.
Tiny. There you go.
Danielle, don't have to answer that. Wayne, we'll move on quickly to Wayne. Well done, Danielle. Wayne, you there, bud?
I am indeed.
Would you like the music, buddy?
Yes, please.
Off you go.
Mick and Jane. It is just dismal, and I tell you what, Mick, you do not want to picture me in my current underwear.
Oh, God. Okay, Wayne.
I don't know how this fits in, but I'll allow it.
Thank you. Keep going.
But the services that my wife and I have been able to do during these hard times has been astronomical, and our 26-year marriage has just boomed into life.
Wow.
Oh, well, that's a happy story.
You've reconnected with your wife over...
Well, I'm reconnected. That's it's beautiful. Just another connection.
Yep.
It's another connection, and we're talking the...
Well, I think we're talking everything's got a happy ending.
Jane, you are 100% right. And you know what?
I've been
trying so long to call in just to get a carton of Brick Lane.
Oh, you're adorable. Brick Lane, it's coming your way, Wayne.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I was trying to clarify.
To say goodbye
Wayne's
to
not breaking up with his partner. He's just breaking up with the afternoon activities with
afternoon
his partner.
Delight. Yeah.
Would have been like an awful way for her to find out, but he's won himself a carton, I suppose.
Yeah.
That will come in handy.
Got time for one more, do we?
Yeah, we do.
Let's go to Michael.
Okay. Michael, are you there?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, mate, I can hear it in your voice.
So upset, Michael.
I am. I have to break up with my Breville sandwich maker. It's been tough. All those steamy mornings of ham and cheese, tomato and cheese, the tomato getting too hot.
Oh,
and then
burning
my fingers. But it's all been worth it. But I've got to say goodbye and buy sandwiches from a store.
Yeah.
What's your favourite memory? Was it a ham, cheese, tomato? Was it egg and bacon? Mm.
Was it Kraft cheese or was it tasty cheese or just regular cheddar?
Ham, tomato, two slices of tasty cheese, making sure
it's too much.
All over the side.
It's too hard.
Back to the internet porn.
Okay. Thank you.
There it is. Hey, I know we're running late, but I want to go to our producer, Jay, just quickly for one.
Yeah.
Because this represents so many men I know. Music, please. Jay?
Yes, it's... I need to break up with my beard.
Oh, yes. Your
I've enjoyed discovering the random elements about you. The salt and pepper streaks.
Yes.
The random red stragglers.
Mm-hmm.
Curls. I loved sharing my food with you. Even when you save some for me for a little bit later, it's been great. But I don't even recognize myself anymore. You're too overwhelming. My phone has stopped opening. It doesn't recognize my face. It's not you. It's me.
Well
done. That is fantastic.
This has been a highly emotional segment, Andy. Thank you for coming in and stirring up a raft of emotions.
You've touched a note in all of it.
I'll be seeing you in the next couple of weeks. Front Bar's back next week.
Can't wait. You are
an essential item and we'll be on deck. We start next week. We'll catch up with you soon.
And happy birthday for last weekend to all of us here.
No, you don't actually celebrate them. So, no need.
We don't.
play
no way.
Good idea.
It's Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks, guys.